Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God, reading from the epistle of our teachers, St. Paul, to the Hebrews, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor discourage when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we have had human father who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chasten us and seem best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful nevertheless. Afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore strengthen the hands which hang down and feeble knees, and make straight the path for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord, looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Lest there be any fornicator of profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. The grace of the Father be with you all. Amen.